What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toi o Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Yes, thanks Auckland Art Gallery. Now we have Dominic Hoey with us. They're a poet, author and playwright based right here in Tamaki Makaurau. Kia ora.
Kia ora, bro.
How's it going?
Good, man. Good, yeah. Haven't been up here for a little while.
When was the last time you were here?
It wasn't actually that long ago. Maybe a year, I think.
Okay. Yeah. You've got a new book out.
I do.
Would you like to give away some of the premise? Just a little bit.
Yeah. So I've been trying to get the elevator pitch down. Let's see if I've got it. It came out yesterday. It's called Poor People With Money. And it's about a woman called Monday, who's a professional Muay Thai fighter. And she wants to go to Thailand to fight. But like a lot of people in our fair city, she doesn't have any money. She works a shitty job. She's earning minimum wage. So she enlists her nerdy flatmate, JJ, to buy drugs off the internet, which they sell. And then it all goes terribly wrong.
Far out, that's a lot.
That's just the beginning too.
Yeah.
That's the setup.
What inspired you? Because like there's a lot of relatable bits in there that I think a lot of people listening in will be like, actually, no, you know what? Like I think I know someone who like, you know, has dabbled in this or is kind of experiencing, you know, economically the same kind of strife now. Hmm. What made you write the story?
I think it started because I used to do, I have arthritis now, but before I got there, I used to do Muay Thai on a very amateur level, but, and I loved it. And I remember being at the gym and there were some of the female fighters there, and one in particular who was just so tough and cool and would beat the shit out of me in the sparring. and I just remember just like always thinking, oh, they're cool, you know, and then just thinking about them and then being like, and I kind of made up the story, I guess, in my head about their life. And then also I really like the idea of having a protagonist that's just kind of like has a goal, like her goal is to get overseas and she doesn't stop no matter what. She's like the Terminator when it comes to this goal. And so, and also I don't know, like, I guess I used to live with drug dealers, so I wanted to write about that life. And then, you know, obviously poverty is poverty. It's everywhere all the time. And that's how I grew up and it's how a lot of my whānau and friends still live. So I wanted to talk about that. And because I think that there's a misconception, you know, that people that are poor are stupid or lazy or have, you know, like really reductive lives or something, which, you know, of course is not true, as we know.
Far out. I'm going to have to come up with some questions right now because I'm totally blank.
Do you want me to keep ranting?
Well, bro, I mean, like, look, honestly, I love the premise of this and I kind of want to get into it just a little more, like, you know, get into some of the finer details. But we do have songs that you've selected yourself, which we are more than glad to play, of course. This first song here is Tūmeke from Moko Mokai. Sorry, it's Moko Mokai. Did you want to preface the song before you played it?
Yeah, I mean, this whole EP these guys put out, so it's Manu from Eno and Dirty, the bro OG Dusty, and I forget the other guy's name, I apologize, and it's just dope. It's the EP that just dropped it out of nowhere, and it's, I personally think this is one of the best hip-hop songs ever coming out of this country. I love it, yeah.
Well, far out, let's play it then.
All minute how we start the ball. Pro club, cocaine white like a pocket heart. Gold chain bright like a hearty star. Sunny right, they won't know what my arties are. Well, Gine, Marty, Manu, Ngapuhi te, O Pody, Mete, Rarawa. Ah. Rolled up a Skinner, ripped the cardi up, the cardi up. They scooped up dinner from Pilates class. My G, I used to rock the Kinner. Number two, thought I was the sh. Get pissed, fuck a party up. Get a neck like a minute while I smoke the spinach up. Sipping big bottles straight from RPA. When I bust, say gracias, wait a bit, la da da. Let the tongue play with the nasty parts. Yeah, I treat a woman like a mossy mom. Like a mossy mom. Yummy. Yeah, I'm way too Mickey. Yeah, yeah. Nanny said I'm too muck and fudge. I'm way too Mickey. Yeah, hey, yeah. My boy, I'm way too Mickey. Yeah. said I'm too muck and fudge, I'm way too mickey. Yup, my boy. I was on the couch, Xbox puffin' Molly. Better than the proud with sweet sharp fucked and barking. Got who was out in fuck a ton, they wanna fuck a ton, they put him on. You can call me John, like Hoppawatty, hail from long line of savages and chiefs. Diplomatic marriages who feast, Kai Tongata, make him pop a manu in the hungry pit. Quick cut a Kia, bone apple teeth, yummy dish, white pudding. Bitter than your nanny and your wife cooking. Shorty air, noho on my face like a nice cushion. I'm hunting hickey for the ticket. Kakariki caught it too, reeking out the picket. I'm way too mick it. Hey, hey, my nanny said I'm too muck and fudge. I'm way too mick it. Hey. Yeah, yeah, my boy, I'm way too mick it. Ayy, yeah, Nana said I'm too muck and fudge, I'm way too mick it. Yeah, ayy, yeah, yeah.
Tumeke by Moko Mokai.
How good was that?
Bro, we were just talking about like the different kind of sound elements to that one song. And I'm like, mate, the guitar, the riff, and the dub bass, everything just makes it sound like it came from here.
Hard out.
And proudly so.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
The whole EP's dope. People should check it out.
Now, I got a couple questions for you, right? Woo. And we were... You're in the hot seat now. Look, so... You've clearly been interviewed by, you know, some other major press about you creating this book. And, you know, one thing that I said to you just now was like they came from it from a fairly high conceptual understanding, trying to, you know, get into the real junxt of why you made the book. But yeah, no, why don't you talk to that, like...
Yeah, well, I think, I, and it's not to talk shit because, you know, like, all the interviews I've done have been great and stuff, and I think people will be more generous with their time or whatever, but I think that there's often this misconception that as a writer, you're sort of outside the world and you're coming in, you're sort of nosing around and then you're leaving again, and like, I personally as a writer believe that you should write what you know. Now, other people yep. don't believe that, and that's all good for them, but for me, so all the communities and all the people in this book, it's totally fictional, but they're worlds that I have moved through. And like with the Muay Thai stuff, obviously, on, you know, I'm a total tourist in that world, like, because I was like not very good at it. But you know, like I yeah, like I say, I've lived, you know, I worked in hospo for 20 years and I've done all that stuff, and so which the main character Monday does, and yeah, and they go up north at one point into Northland, and my whānau and my friends are from up there, so I just really wanted to show, I guess, like talk about those worlds. And I think with Northland, for example, you know, like my dad lives in this little tiny village, and it's crazy. Like, it's completely lawless. Like, you can literally, like, I remember we were looking at buying property, then we're like, is these houses permitted? And they're like, bro, there's nothing permitted in here. The council don't even know we're here, you know what I mean?
And so no mailboxes.
Hard out, you know?
True.
Yeah, so it's like, I wanted to try and capture that in this book as well, you know, because, I mean, I love it up there, right? So. So I think it's more just starting with what you know, and then you work out the themes, and then I think that's where it sort of gets, that's when I guess it does get conceptual, you know?
Yeah, no, I love that approach. I really think, like, such an approach there for any artist or author comes from a real genuine place, like, and that's often, right, where you get the most genuine perspective from. Commentary-wise, are you saying anything else in this book?
Yeah, I think I really wanted to talk about trauma and how that manifests differently in people, because I do youth work and also like go to therapy all the time because I have my own shit. I just have been thinking about that a lot, how for me, it manifests in, like, you know, I used to get drunk all the time and yell and scream and make art and take my clothes off on stage. That's how I manifest. Whereas, you know,
that sounds like, riveting.
Yeah. Whereas my partner, for example, you know, she withdraws, or like, you know, my other friends, like, they'll do whatever. Like, so everyone, it does differently. And so I was thinking, well, so I wanted to show that in the book. So yeah, the main character, like, she is quite violent and drinks and all this. And then her flatmate, who's a sort of secondary character, he sits in his room and smokes weed and hides from the world. And then what happens is you put those two people together and they have to achieve something because they're kind of like yin and yang.
Honestly, you've just taken me to several times in my life where hiding from the world, toking up, has been very much a reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Far out. Let's go to this next song here, and then I'm going to ask you another question, which I think...
It's just non-stop.
Non-stop questions, answers, and music. This one's called Mercury Plaza from Louis Knox.
Yeah, yeah, this is my best friend, Todd, who passed away almost a year to the day. And this is a song we actually made a video for, so if you go on YouTube and look it up, you can see a quite low-budget video we made.
Cool. All right, let's get right in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I skipped my dinner looking for you till the sun brought you back here, you suspected I won't front we know these faces, places, fear inside the beat up, loathing that you let go, no more petrol, but we meet up. I drained the tank for you, empty gallons dripping, absorbed in skin, I'd lose a limb to have him gripping. There ain't no place I'd rather be, and murks your dreams and wishes. Murder is evil business, but you don't leave no witness. I sow the seed of doubt, you even out conceived an instance in which our slate is clean, in which our sheet can't read indifferent. I drink too much, I need some grease to lube the tension. I need some Xan to move my head from chest, I'm clenching. My teeth, I'm weak, you spirited, I'm pieced out. And you don't need no meat, so there's no need to pull the beast out. Now I can't ease out, erupt the style we split off. You the only one I know who really pulled that shit off. We drove round your Benzo. It's so far to get home. No God, no petrol. Go, we driving slow. We drove round the Benzo. It's so far to get home. No God, no petrol. Go. Stress to snapping, head built from banging it on brick until it's cracking, and then your body stitched together.
from balancing the passion. We at the landmark, shit romantic as the Eiffel. Swaying off a six pack in a breeze shot like a rifle. Them jeans are ball gown. My sneaks Italian leather, piston concrete, the red carpet. We look good as fuck together. Every dish is palate tested by cravat rat twits. But they don't taste like you. And they ain't hood like this. I know I stress you out. But you just pull my wrist and take me with you. Fuck, I never knew a truer fit. The center of my being warm. The precipice I'm leaping off. You mold the earth tight, draw the sky near with your presence. Put the echoes in the canyon, shake the atmosphere in heaven's heart. If we go down to Merc's, I buy you anything you want it. Don't know who to credit, but my stomach's almost sold. So gotta see rating, but I'm devoted. This tofu murdered, but I want it, ain't no more to show it. Slide, 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 until we plow. The plaza shit you prettier than ever. Down at the plaza shit you prettier than ever. Down at the plaza shit you prettier than ever. Down at the plaza shit you prettier than ever. Down at the plaza shit you prettier than ever.
Mercury Plaza by Louis. The title of the artist just went away. Nux, Louis Nux, sorry. I'm here with Dominic Hoey. We're still doing What's Cooking here on BFM Drive. Here's the one question I've got for you, right? Cool. Let me remember to press buttons to have your mic on. Sorry,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you're good, man. You're good.
This is probably a question that I would think a lot of authors probably hate to answer, but you got any room for a movie adaptation of this?
Oh yeah, bring it on, hard out. Like I was just saying to you off air that my first novel, Iceland, I'm working with a producer at the moment to try and turn that into either a film or a TV series. I mean, I personally think a TV series would be cooler because you can really stretch it out, you know, because the problem with trying to put a novel into a film is you got to lose so much.
Yeah.
But I mean, that would be crazy. Like, I couldn't even imagine that, you know, because I haven't been doing that for that long, so it's sort of like quite buzzy to think, do you know what I mean, that it could be on the big screen. And yeah, it'd be cool,
I reckon, right? You do your TV series, but the first episode, right, you have it play in theaters.
Ah, that'd be dope.
On that big screen, because, like, honestly, this shit's good.
Yeah, well, I was saying to you, like, I think this book would be an easier adaptation than the last one, because it's got that real strong arc. Whereas when I wrote the first one, I didn't actually understand what an arc was. So,
What did you think it was?
I had a vague idea. Like, you had to have the beginning and the ending, and you had to kind of get there. But, well, I Googled it before I wrote this one, so it's got a much stronger sense of direction and plot.
Right. Now, we've got two more songs here. The Axis from 3OCs.
Yeah, I don't. So this, my partner, this is her, one of her favorite songs, and I don't know anything about this band, but when I hear this song, I think about her, and she's amazing. So I thought we'd choose that.
Well, let's play this for your partner then. This is The Axis from 3OCs.
gotta love that digital.
It really falls apart at the end. Yeah.
It's like, bro, you sure your cables are in? I think they're up. Far out. That's a great song. Oh, jeez.
Still gone.
What on earth happened to that song? Look, Dominic, it's been a real pleasure
having you here.
I really love this book. Where can people go and get it? And I know that there's an event tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, so it's everywhere. People have been sending me photos from Whitcalls, Paper Plus just followed me on Instagram, so I think you can get it everywhere. And tomorrow night up at Soap Dance Hall on Beresford Square, we're going to have a launch from 6 p.m. There's going to be books. I'm going to read. Lucky Lance is DJing. There will be beers. I don't know. That's free. That's enough, right?
Yeah, that's enough
for you to come along. It's going to be good. You know, it's not going to be like a typical Bootlook launch. There's no canapes or anything.
Nice. Can people, if people come along, can they get their book signed too?
Hard out, yeah. I should get a pen actually. Yeah, I'll get
just
it.
Take one of our markers, yeah, mate.
I'll have a pen. I have a special signing pen, and I'll write you a haiku.
Nice, love that, Dominic. Thank you so much for being
here.
Hey,
thanks for having me, man.
We've got one last song here, "Fat Children" from the one and only Jarvis Cocker. Amazing person.
Just such a good song. I love the song. I love him. He's a genius. Yeah, great writer.
Awesome.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.